Hey everyone, welcome back to The Coop with Meyer Hatchery, where we talk all things poultry in hopes of educating chicken keepers and inspiring future flock owners. And I'm Jeff. Today we'll be discussing dust bass, winter poultry pests, and how to keep those pests off your flock and out of your coop in the cold. Now, I know there are some of you who love the cold, snow, and ice. You've been waiting all summer, fall for winter, and you thrive in it. Not me. I am not one of those people. I'm not a fan of cold weather. Summer's my thing. But I do know that the birds require winter care and some things that they might do on their own in the summer months require more assistance from their caretakers in the colder months. There is some good news about winter pests. You can pretty much say goodbye to the mosquitoes, but winter pests can include quite a few types of creepy, crawly things. Lice, mites, fleas, ticks, even bed bugs, to name a few. No, it isn't a topic anyone really wants to talk about. I don't even like to think about it because the topic makes my skin crawl and my head itch. But it is necessary to think about these things before they happen to make sure your flock doesn't get an infestation of these creepy crawlies, especially in the winter when you might prefer to be in the house by the fire, not doing a deep cleaning in the coop. Some mites prefer cool weather. Besides the itching, pests, especially mites, can be a very serious problem for your birds. Mites can cause anemia and even death, so it's best to avoid them and other pests entirely, no matter what season or kind. In the summer, your birds probably have a nice dry place outside where they can scratch up some dirt and dust bathe to their heart's content. But in the winter, your yard and run may be snow-covered and frozen or a muddy mess, no matter how hard you try to keep it clean and dry. So if you don't already have one, I heartily would suggest adding a dust bath to the inside of your coop. This doesn't have to be a big area. Something small and pretty inexpensive, like a dishpan that you would put in one side of your sink to wash dishes, or a fresh and clean cat litter box can work great for making your flock a dust bath. You may be wondering, why would a chicken bathe in dust? It seems pretty counterintuitive for us as humans. But dust bathing is the means a chicken has to clean its feathers. The dust will prevent the feathers from becoming too oily. As the chicken continues to dig in the dust and splash herself or himself in it, the skin will be covered in dust as well. This helps not only to suffocate any parasites that may be on the bird, but it also absorbs excess moisture and oil on the skin too. Now let's talk about what should go into the dust bath. Start off with food-grade diametrous earth, and please do make sure it is a food grade for your flock's well-being, which is on the Meyer Hatchery website. You can also pick this up at your local feed supply store. You may only need a handful or two in the dust bath at any time, but I think it is an important ingredient to mix in. Diametrous earth, or DE, can kill pests, including parasites like mites and lice, by causing tiny cuts on the insect's exoskeleton and by preventing the insect from being able to stay hydrated. Pretty cool, huh? How about wood ash? Some people add wood ash from their fireplaces to dust baths. If you decide to add wood ash to yours, make sure that the wood ash you use has not had accelerants or potentially toxic chemicals added to it. 100% natural charcoal is known to absorb toxins, and wood ash does contain some nutrients. So if the ash is free of contaminants, it should not be a problem if you see your flock pecking at this as they bathe. It might even could be helpful also. Another possible ingredient for your dust bath is sand. But make sure to use either construction, contractors, or all-purpose sand. Do not use play sand because it is frequently chemically treated. Coarse sand is best. Why? Because if the chicken eats any, which you know they will, the fine or very fine sand will cause an impacted crop. So please stay away from the fine sand. You can also add dried herbs or flowers to the dust bath as well. You may want to add some that tend to naturally repel pests, such as lavender, mint, rosemary, and marigolds. There are plenty of other options. Just be sure that each you choose is chicken safe. What you add may depend on what you grew that year, if you dried any, and how much you have left to share with your flock. Often what you have on hand will work. Again, just be careful of possible contaminants or toxins like herbicides or pesticides, and please avoid those. You'll also want to add some soil or peat moss to this mix as well. You can dig a little soil up from your yard when it's dry and break it up if needed, or purchase some from a store. I suggest using organic if you're going to purchase any, just to make sure it is safe for your flock. Peat moss will help absorb extra moisture and keep your soil broken up and loose. Mixing all or some of these things together in your container will create a lovely dust bath for your flock and help prevent and, most importantly, eliminate pests even in the winter. Once you have mixed the dust bath to your satisfaction, try to place it in a sunny location in your coop, but not under the roost because you know it will be quite messy there. Keep the dust bath dry and clean of chicken droppings. You can use a cat litter scoop to clean the droppings and replace, or add to the contents weekly or more frequently if needed. I'd recommend adding fresh DE a handful or two weekly and mix it in with your other ingredients. You can add DE to the nest boxes as well as the beddings in the coop too. Just sprinkle it gently. Part of your chores as being a flock owner is to be on the lookout for some clues that might alert you to a pest problem. A drop in the egg production may be a sign, but this can also occur due to seasonal decrease in daylight or during or after a molt. So it isn't necessarily a sign for concern by itself. Other things to watch for are frequent scratching, a decrease in activity, pale combs or wattles, loss of weight, scabs or red spots on the skin, and bald spots. Now, side note, bald spots, if you have a rooster and see a bald spot on hands in the saddle area, it may be just from your rooster. You may also see preening, extra than normal, feathers being pulled out, feathers looking dull or dirty, and unhealthy. Sometimes your chickens will just stop wanting to go into the coop, and hens may stop laying in the nest boxes. These are all signs to look for. It's a good idea to regularly monitor your coop and birds for pests. I like to suggest examining them, your birds, from head to toe about twice a month. Check the face and above the eyes of each bird for dark spots, as these could be fleas. Check the color of the combs and wattles. These should not be pale. Look at the feathers, especially around the vent. Do you see any tiny insects? Lice and mites like this area. Some of the tiny insects may run and when exposed to light. Are there any hard clusters attached to the base of the feather shaft? These could be lice eggs. Blackening of feathers could be caused by accumulation of either dead mites, dried blood, or feces from the mites. Be aware that ticks may be hiding under the wing and will be embedded into the skin. You may see them as red spots, with some being very tiny. Finally, look at the legs and feet. Do you notice lifted or crusty scales? This could be an indication of scaly leg mites. If untreated, a chicken could lose toes, end up with a deformed leg or legs, face lameness, and an increased risk of developing secondary infections. If your chicken has scaly leg mites, you'll want to cover the chicken's legs with an oily substance such as petroleum jelly, paraffin, or olive oil to suffocate the mites. This treatment will need to be repeated every day until the mites are gone. Generally, if any type of mites are present, you will want to treat the birds and coop because mites can survive about 3 to 4 weeks without a host. They like to hide in cracks and wood and nest boxes, so you can see why you will want to check those coops too. When looking at your coop, you will want to check hollow spaces, cracks, and crevices. Don't just check during the day. Look at night also. Check the roofs and walls for crawling mites, as some will hide during the day. Take a white towel or tissue to wipe the underside of the roost. Then check it for blood smears. If you see the smears, that would be a good indicator of a pest presence. Hopefully, you'll be able to prevent your birds from having any pest issues. But should an infestation occur, there are products available to help. Besides the DE we spoke of earlier, one of the products we carry is Prozap Garden and Poultry Dust. This will help to prevent fleas and mites. This product contains pyrethrum and should be used according to package directions. Hopefully, you'll be able to prevent your birds from having any pest issues. But should an infestation occur, there are products available to help. Besides the DE we spoke of earlier, one of the products we carry is Prozap Garden Poultry Dust. This will help to treat fleas and mites. This product contains permethrin and should be used according to the package directions. Besides treating the birds that have the pest problem, you will want to do a thorough coop cleaning. Remove all bedding, clean and treat the coop with poultry safe products according to the label directions for the product you're using. When you remove the bedding, remember that mites can survive without a host for about 3 to 4 weeks. So you don't let your birds near the bedding you just removed. Get rid of it in the way you normally would. It is usually recommended to wash the coop with a hose or pressure washer and to keep the birds out of it until it's dry. This might not be possible in the winter. While I don't have personal experience with this scenario, my goodness, if I could not use the hose or pressure washer because of the weather, I would try to spray the walls with the poultry safe cleaner and then wipe them dry. When dry, I would use a poultry safe pesticide spray or fogger in the coop and sprinkle DE on all the flat surfaces and crevices. I'd keep the birds out of the coop as recommended on the product label directions. If you pay attention and provide a clean, dry dust bath, hopefully you and your flock won't be bothered by any pests, especially mites, lice, fleas, ticks, or bed bugs. But should this happen, you now know how to treat your birds and to deep clean your coop quickly. Be diligent and be ready to redo the treatment as directed until the pests are gone. So that was a fun topic today, huh? But it's part of raising chickens. It's what you need to know and how to keep your chickens healthy. And that's what we want. We want your chickens healthy and to live a good, productive life. Now, I'd like to hear your thoughts and what you want to know if you have any ideas or topics you'd like me to talk about here on The Coop, like more of this stuff. Please send an email to podcast@meyerhatcher.com. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Remember, life is good because we have chickens. And with that, I'd like to thank you for listening to The Coop. be sure to subscribe, and if you'd be so kind, drop me a review. Did you know that you can save $5 off your next Meyer Hatchery purchase over $50? Enter the coupon code THECOOP at checkout. Have a great day.